Well, high school principal Brett Warnke is our guest. And Brett, let's go back to last weekend. I know a lot of your high school students are very busy in speech, large group speech contests, and I'm assuming the Raptors did quite well.
Yeah, Chris, we did very well. We had 21 students competing last Saturday in the district speech contest, and every one of our 21 students qualified to advance to the state contest in at least one event, so we're very pleased with that. Some of the events that we qualified in to move on to state are the one-act play and the reader's theater, a couple of improv groups, an ensemble acting group, and a solo mime. So very, very proud of those kids. They did a great job.
Yeah, and your speech coach, I'm sure, too, is very proud.
Yep, Mrs. McRaevey is thrilled with those kids, I know. So looking forward to the state competition February 2nd.
Hey, you know, Brett,
February
3rd. Okay, all right, we'll mark that down on the calendar, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but I know as you and I talked throughout the last year and this year, things are always changing and trying new things, and you're doing just that now at the elementary level with your upcoming parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, we have parent-teacher conferences at the elementary level coming up February 12th and February 15th, and those are usually scheduled conferences, and this time around, the elementaries are going to try a new online form for parents to use to schedule their conferences with their teachers. So parents will receive a letter in the next couple days here with instructions on how to fill that form out, go online and get in there and schedule times for their conferences with their children's teachers. So we're hoping that'll kind of streamline that scheduling process and make it easy for parents to find a time that works for them.
Yeah, convenience. And that'll be coming home soon for the parents to check out and then take care of it from there. Brett Warnke, thanks for taking care of the Spotlight today. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. And our Ridgeview Spotlight brought to you by G&T Trucking and Shaler every other week right here on Mix 101.7.